Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Monday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. It's the first Monday in October, back and better than ever. Wow, what a vacation. What a vacation. Want to talk about it? Don't worry. I'm not going to say, this is what I did on my vacation. Not about that. But the huge lessons learned, observed. It was our first family vacation since our baby Susan was born. Those of you that just started following the show, my wife and I had a baby born at 1 pound in 2014. She breathes through a trach tube, just came off her ventilator full time. So she does not need a ventilator, even though we had to travel with it. Boy, let me tell you, traveling with a baby who is critical, flying, even though we flew first class, you got a ventilator. We have two suction machines that we suction her trach, a medical supply bag. Big shout out to TSA. TSA Cares is a program that if you're traveling with a family member who is critical and you need to travel with a whole bunch of medical stuff, contact TSA Cares. Just go to their website online. You can Google it. And they, if you set that up ahead of time, they'll have somebody kind of walk you through, which worked out amazingly well in Cincinnati. Not so much in Orlando to start with, but ended really well. I got to just give a big shout out to TSA because they get banged up pretty good with a bad reputation. But let me tell you, if you're traveling with somebody critical, just Google TSA Cares and they will get you set up ahead of time. It's really cool. So we made it to Orlando. We stayed at the Caribe Royale in our own private villa that slept all the family there quite comfortably, had our own pool there. We were able to take advantage of the general pool with a waterfall. I mean, it was just amazing. Just amazing. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Palm trees. We drove the New Smyrna Beach Saturday. We went to the ocean. First time my kids have ever seen the ocean. What? Hey, aren't you the Everyday Saturday guy? Yeah, I am. But remember when they were little 10 years ago, I was bankrupt. I was broke. And that should give you the inspiration that you stay with it. You stay in the game. You do good things and you add value and you follow your dream and you don't give up and you stay in the game. And you could realize that dream for yourself and your family. I've been in the ocean, obviously, many times because I speak in places that have, coastal-type places, L.A., Florida, things like that. But my kids, I don't bring them on my trips because I don't want to take them out of school. And we got a lot going on, especially with Susan. She can't travel. So now that she's off her ventilator full-time, we brought the ventilator just because the doctor said for emergency, bring it with you. We didn't need it. First class is amazing. A few too many Bloody Marys for yours truly on the way down, which zonked me out, which is great. It's the way vacation should be. My kids, the downside of traveling with your kids, they count your beers. The upside is you ain't driving anywhere. You're not flying the plane, so have a ball, man. But here's for funny. Check this out. So I'm sitting on the balcony. It was our second day, and I knew I had spoken at the Caribe Royale. It's a hotel conference center type place. But I never really put two and two together. And this is a wild story. So I'm sitting on the balcony, and it's about 10 in the morning. I'm having a coffee there. Kids are doing whatever inside. And we're on the fifth floor, top floor of this villa, overlooking the pool. And then you can see the conference center over there. I'm like, that's it. I knew. It's like deja vu. I knew. It was like I had almost been to this location, this particular location of the hotel before, but I couldn't. But I know I hadn't stayed in these villas before. When I spoke at this conference center, I was actually staying at the Hyatt in Orlando, which is a couple of miles away. And I drove over there the day I was supposed to speak. And it was December 13th, 2014. All right, so follow with me. It was a couple years ago. And we had just found out that my daughter was going to be trached because she wasn't getting air to her lungs, and they had tried a CPAP machine. They tried everything. She was intubated, which means she had a ventilator hose stuck down her throat and all the way down to get air to her lungs. And that's really how they kept her alive for the first few months of her life. This was a couple years ago. So I was speaking in Orlando, and I didn't want to go because the surgery was scheduled for a Friday, but I'd already signed the agreement with the promoter, and I knew I had to be there because there's nothing I could do while my daughter was being trached. There's just nothing, that you can do as a parent. My wife was there. We had the kids, other kids taken care of, getting back and forth to school. So my wife said, just go, you know. So you're only there for one night. Just go. So I went, but it was really, I kept checking my cell phone. I had it on silent when I was on stage, literally speaking. I was speaking for 90 minutes on stage, and I had the ringer off, but I would kept checking to see what the update was. And during my presentation, I remember it like it was yesterday, I spoke from 11 to 12:30. In that time frame, they put the trach in my daughter, and that was it. And I was so freaked out. Like, they're poking a hole in my baby's throat. What's she going to look like? It's so abnormal. I mean, that is not normal that a human being has a tube put in their throat to breathe, but that was our last resort. And boy, let me tell you, being 2 years removed from that, now her having a trach seems so normal. And that's our everyday normal, suctioning her trach tube. That's how she breathes. We change her ties every day. We change the tube out every couple of weeks. I mean, it's just our life. That's the way we do it now. And when I was presenting in Orlando 2 years ago, I was just so freaked out. It was my worst sales day selling from the platform. It was horrible. I was in a bad state, bad energy, bad everything, because I was so distracted and I was so hurting for my family, who I knew I probably should have been there for, but there's nothing you can do. It's really the wildest thing. And those of you that don't know, Cincinnati to Orlando, it's only an hour and 45 minute flight nonstop, so you can get back and forth. If I needed to be home in 2 hours, I could have been home in 2 hours. But anyway, that day, my wife sent me photos of Susan with her new trach, and I was depressed. I was sad. I went back to the Hyatt, drowned my sorrows like any normal person would do, grabbed the bourbon around 5 o'clock and drowned my sorrows. But I look back, and I just was texting my wife nonstop, send me more photos, how's the family, how's Susan, send me more photos, how's the family, how's Susan. So 2 years later, this weekend, we were in Orlando, and I was on the balcony. I'm like, that's it. That's the conference center that I was speaking at when Susan got trached. And it all, I was looking over at the area outside where we would have our rest breaks and people, and I was chatting with people and taking photos with the attendees and things like that. And it was just such a surreal moment that I'm on a balcony overlooking this place with my family now. Susan now 23 pounds, not weighing 1 pound, doing amazing. She's running around inside. I can see her with the other kids inside this villa through the sliding glass door while I'm overlooking this conference center where I spoke when she had the trach. And it was just everything had come full circle. It's like everything was right with the world again. Was everything perfect? Nothing's ever perfect. Unless your definition of perfect is being healthy and not wanting for anything, just understanding that where you are right then in the moment is where you should be right then, enjoying that moment. And the whole vacation, again, I could go and tell you, even going to New Smyrna Beach and going to the ocean and going to Disney World, and Susan was met Mickey Mouse for the first time. This kid obsesses over Mickey Mouse. Every time we put her down for a nap, every time we put her to bed at night, we got to watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. And then to see Mickey in the flesh was just amazing. And the older kids being at Disney and Magic Kingdom, shout out to Disney as well. They recognized Susan's trach and being handicapped, for lack of a better word. Gave us front row seats for the parade that came through. We went to the Mickey Not So Scary Halloween night there, Friday night at Disney. And Disney just does it right for, I mean, kids who just suffer whatever condition. I mean, there's a lot of kids in wheelchairs, and a lot of them worse off than our baby. But they gave us front row seats for the parade. And it's just a magical night. Friday night we spent there at Disney's Magic Kingdom. And then we flew home late last night, Sunday. And that was it. That was the vacation. It was amazing. I could go over and over and over again all the things we did. But the big takeaway for me was just sitting on that balcony overlooking the conference center and understanding that no challenge is permanent and no adversity is permanent. And when you just get further and further removed from that challenge, from that adversity – you gain more experience and you gain more wisdom about how to deal with the situation, and you gain more gratitude. You really, I mean, I was overwhelmed with gratitude just looking at that conference center where I spoke. Understand, I guess I can put myself back in that mental state that I was in, and it was a terrible place to be 2 years ago. I felt, you never feel more helpless than when your children are suffering. Never, not one time do you feel more helpless than that. Like, you want to change places in a minute with them so they can not suffer. And now to be with that child and my entire family together for the very first time on our first vacation in over 3 years, that's why I tell you, you got to take vacations. You got to force yourself. And I still get the tweets. Thank you so much. People are sending me emails, listeners to the podcast. You're tweeting me. You're letting me know the vacations. Good for you. Good for you. It doesn't matter. You know, people, the number one concern is, I don't have the time, I don't have the money. You know what? That's not true. You just haven't made it a priority. You have the time. You got to make time, even if it's only a three-day weekend to get away. And I mean get away. Not, don't bring your phone and obsess over what's going on back home. I could have very easily done that as well, but I didn't do it. And not having the money is an excuse. But throw it on a credit card. Just do it. I don't care. People are buying televisions and this and that and all these different gadgets. Go on a vacation and just replenish the soul. Let people cater to you. Have the breakfast buffet every single day. Have the umbrella drink. Sit by the pool. Get away. I feel so refreshed today and so grateful to be able to share this message with you, the podcast. I couldn't wait to get back in the studio this morning to speak to you. A couple people tweet me, hey, where are you? Where's your show? Here I am. Back and better than ever. Full. My cup is runneth over with gratitude. Just swelling with gratitude that I'm able to do what I want. And I want to share that with you. And I just want you to feel it through your earbuds, through the volume on your computer. Feel the gratitude and the overwhelming sense of, wow, we get to do this. You and I, we get to do what we love to do. It's a choice. You can choose to do something that you don't want to do. You can choose to do something that you absolutely love to do. You just need to make it a priority and shine the magnifying glass over it. Can you do that? Will you do that? Yes, you will. It's great to be back. The Everyday Saturday Podcast, back and better than ever. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.